The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Also, a reminder to get your donations in because Make-A-Wish grant life-changing wishes for children with critical medical conditions and every single cent matters. You can donate online at makeawish.ie/donate. So what's happening is if we reach our next target of €22,000, I'm going to be taking on another hot spice, which I will not like. So if you want to hear that, keep the donations coming. And remember that the Walt Disney Company Ireland, loyal supporter of Make-A-Wish, has kindly offered to match all donations made up to €30,000. So that means when we reach 30 grand, they're going to match it with a further €30,000. So please get your donations in. Every single cent matters. Go online to makeawish.ie/donate. Well, as you heard in the sports news there, reports this week suggest that the financial future of the LIV Golf Tour is no longer secure. Despite the CEO saying that funding will continue as planned, questions continue to be raised. So let's get the latest. I'm joined by sports correspondent with The 42, Gavin Cooney, and golf professional at the K Club, Gary Murphy. And you're both welcome to the programme. So Gavin, what's been happening? How have all these rumours started and what do we know about what's going on with LIV?
How are you, Claire? So there's a respected golf writer online, Ryan French, posted on social media on Tuesday that he believed, having talked to his sources, that a bombshell announcement regarding LIV was imminent, which set golf writers to work wondering whether it meant the end of LIV Golf. And then reports emerged yesterday from various reputable news organizations, including the New York Times News Desk and the Financial Times, saying that Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund, the public investment fund, was considering pulling their funding of the LIV Tour. They said that no final decision has actually been made, but uncertainty reigned. There was radio silence from LIV for quite a few hours and maybe up to a day in response to these reports. As you've heard in your news bulletin, the CEO, Scott O'Neill, has said that we go ahead as planned, full throttle through to the end of 2026. But he didn't go any further than that. He's had long horizons on LIV, talked about, you know, a 5-10 year growth plan. And now there are questions swirling as to whether the Saudis are going to pull their funding, because it comes at a time when the Saudis are, well, there's a little bit of retrenchment that they've, the public investment fund this week issued a new kind of investment policy for the next 5 years, saying, in the words of the chairperson Yasser Al-Rumayyan, that we're bringing more efficiency to our deployment of capital. That means, he says, they're not scaling back international investments, but they are going to, you know, spend their money more smartly. And if they're looking at the first of against us to cut back, then LIV is an obvious point to start.
And this, the reports of this big meeting in New York that all the LIV executives have been called to, has that been confirmed? Is that happening?
Yeah, it seems that it has. Yeah, so multiple reports of this summit in New York for high-ranking executives on LIV. They've got an event in Mexico this week that's kicking off tonight, Irish time. And it was notable that these executives were not on the ground in Mexico at the start of the week, having been at Augusta for the Masters last weekend. It seems that they went to that summit. The full details of that have not emerged, but a summit has happened. There are reports now that the Saudis are going to pull their funding. You know, so like these rumors swirl. You know, players have complained of confusion and uncertainty. And while, you know, Sergio Garcia gave a press conference yesterday saying he hasn't been told anything's different, that, you know, he's of the understanding that this goes ahead, there's a lot of clouds and a lot of uncertainty around the medium-term viability of this.
I mean, the truth of it is, and gosh, we remember the furore when it was first launched, it just hasn't worked, has it?
No. I mean, the Saudis have put $5 billion into this thing. You know, there'll be $6 billion by the end of the year. And it's not really worked. You know, it's caused huge kind of civil war in golf, as you've alluded to. Mm-hmm. And while they initially snared some big names, They got John Rahm over in 2023 for a small fortune. They haven't managed to snare any big names since. And in fact, they've kind of have a battle on to retain the big names that they've had. Brooks Koepka and Patrick Reed, major winners who went to Liv or have left Liv and are either back or going back to the PGA Tour. Another of their more bankable names, Bryson DeChambeau, his contract is up at the end of the year and there are murmurs that he may not renew. And it's made no impact in the wider in the consciousness of the wider sports fan, really. They've had a couple of successful events in places like South Africa and Australia, which is starved of PGA Tour golf. But aside from that, you know, no one is really watching it. The viewing figures are tiny. It itself has lost $1.5 billion since it launched. Scott O'Neill, the CEO, says it's 5 to 10 years away from profitability. And that's with the massive underwriting from the PIF. So as a, you know, as a financial proposition, it's one of the great failures in the history of professional sport. So if this, if we see a bit of Saudi retrenchment regarding their investments in sports overseas, it's the obvious place to start.
So Rory McIlroy will be on the right side of history on this one, Gavin.
He looked on the right side of history at the time, I have to say. And those of us who said he was on the right side of history are ourselves on the right side of history. But he hated Liv. Like, you know, I mean, I think after that, you know, there was the alleged merger between the Saudis and the PGA Tour, which has gone nowhere. Those talks appear to be dead. McIlroy did say, "I hate Liv and I hope it goes away." He's what a week, like, you know, he's defended his back-to-back green jackets and now he's sitting back watching all this unfold.
Yeah, so, and you're sitting there on the right side of history with him. So it couldn't be better, Gavin. Gary, to come to you, a listener says the golfers who went to Liv played it perfectly. They got their massive paycheck and now they'll come back to the PGA. And I suppose all will be well in the world for the big guys. What do you think?
Not really. I think it's going to be tricky for, you know, for the superstars, for Rahm, he'll get back probably. I think it might work well, actually, for the Ryder Cup because he's fighting with the DP World Tour at the moment about he doesn't want to play six events and he wants to play four to have his eligibility to play Ryder Cup at Adair next year. If Liv goes at the end of the year, which it seems like it will do, his avenue back into the PGA Tour, he had until the 8th of February to do that, but he can get back in that way. But I do think he'll come back and play the DP World Tour. It'll be fine for the big guys. I think the middle of the road guys will struggle to find somewhere to play. How they'll get back in will be tricky. They might have to go back and start again like they once did when they first turned pro. And the other worry is for a lot of the guys, you know, running down contracts, are they going to get paid? If there's money's outstanding, I can't see them getting to the High Court in Riyadh to get a few quid back. So there could be a bit of spillage on that.
Why do you think it didn't work or it hasn't caught the imagination of fans?
I think a big thing was production level. You know, they were trying to reinvent the wheel with jazzing up and sexing up golf, really. You know, golf is a traditional sport. People like seeing what they see. And they like the tradition overall, going back to venues that they're familiar with. Liv have done okay in at tournaments where there has been tournaments in the past, but the whole three-round thing didn't work, the shotgun start, the music on the course. You know, it's like if you were, you know, the World Snooker's on next week, I think. Mm-hmm. It's like having a ghetto blaster in the Crucible, you know, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
And I think people didn't buy into it. They never got any money through TV. The TV deal that was struck was $2 million, I think. And when you're in for $5 billion and there's no return, even the events that have done well spectator wise, you're still looking at very modest revenues that are never going to pay the bills. And I think they were trying to bully their way in, and it's been a very expensive mistake.
But you would expect it to stay, would you, until the end of the season? Like, there won't be any high drama of a sudden close?
I wouldn't imagine so, but I remember many years ago in Dubai, a German friend of mine who had done quite a bit of business with the Saudis, and he said they were always partial if things weren't working to just overnight pull the plug on something. So, and there's a lot of smoke around this, so it wouldn't shock me if that happened. But I do think a lot of contracts are probably in place and paid for the season. So that's why O'Neill has kind of said we're good to go only end of 26. But professional golf is a weird thing where essentially you never really had a contract, and it was year on year unless you had a winner's category. So for a lot of these guys, it's tough ground for the middle. The guys that have probably still another 10 or 15 years left of a career, they're going to have to, you know, find their way at the bottom of the ladder again. And that's where the money grab has taken them. So if they don't get the money on the grab, it's been a tough break for them.
And if this happens as we expected and LIV comes to an end, whenever it does, the PGA Tour will, of course, emerge stronger, Gary. But a lot of relationships were damaged, like interpersonal relationships were damaged on the head of this thing, weren't they?
They were massively, because, you know, the PGA Tour was a wonderful place for guys to play and earn a living and, you know, live out their dreams and earn vast amounts of money doing it too. And then from the public's point of view, well, that's just not good enough for you. You still want more. And now you're going to have a situation where, well, can you come back? Now, for Patrick Reed and Brooks Koepka, they kind of look like the smartest guys in the room at the moment because they got their dough. And Reed will get access back because he's going to finish in the top 10 on the DP World this year. And obviously Koepka is back. But there has been, you know, it's been documented a lot of bad blood initially. And there's going to be egg on the face for a lot of guys. And trying to, you know, for the likes of Cameron Smith, who was top of the world when he won the Open. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't made a cut, I think, in his last six or eight majors. So his form has dipped massively. He's made a lot of money out of it, but he's still a very young man with a lot of sport in front of him. And it's hard to see some of those guys finding their way back to be successful again on the PGA Tour.
All right, well, we wait and watch and see what happens to the LIV Golf Tour. Gary Murphy, golf professional at the K Club, and Gavin Cooney from The 42. Thank you both for being with us.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.